You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The 18-year-old man accused of the racist rampage at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York last weekend followed a pattern becoming disturbingly familiar for such attacks: online radicalization. The suspect allegedly wrote and posted a 180-page document before the mass shooting, citing various racist and anti-Semitic memes and conspiracy theories from websites such as 4chan. Federal officials are paying attention to this growing threat. President Biden's latest budget allocates $33 million for the FBI to investigate domestic terrorism. Jared Holt is a resident fellow at the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab and says the Department of Justice has shifted efforts to address online extremism in the U.S., but
a lot of those efforts are new, and I think what happened last weekend is just kind of speaks to that and speaks to the need to sort of sustain those efforts and refine them.
And how is the government doing in terms of tracking and monitoring the people and groups that are responsible for disseminating hate speech or people encouraging violence or this online extremism?
You know, I've been doing this kind of line of work since probably about 2015 full time. And the difference between then and now is humongous. You know, there are more researchers in this space. Government is paying more attention to this space. And particularly in this moment, after January 6th, there's kind of an amount of political will to really kind of try to address this in a lasting way. There is still kind of a long way to go. But in addition to whatever the government may be doing, I also think if we're going to meaningfully push back on this, has to also come from non-government sources.
In line with that, how are the platforms doing at tracking and removing this kind of content?
The platforms are also doing better. The Christchurch shooting in New Zealand, the killer there committed his attack live on Facebook for 17 minutes before the stream came down. The killer in Buffalo was on Twitch live streaming, but Twitch took the video down 2 minutes after violence began. And that kind of moderation response, it's about as good as it gets as far as live content goes. But ultimately, what that shooting represents and what it came from is an ideology. And that ideology is becoming more mainstream. You know, the shooter in Buffalo was motivated to do that because of replacement theory. And I think there's kind of a fair question for platforms here on, you know, are there ideologies that are inseparable from violence? I think replacement theory is one of those. I think it's worth platforms reapproaching that sort of thinking and rationale.
That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.